Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have Joe from the Cats Protection. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
It's lovely to see you.
It's great to be here. Really excited.
We haven't seen you for ages.
I know. I've not been here probably for a few years.
No.
So it's very exciting.
So what we need to know is, what is Cats Protection?
Cats Protection is...
Or the Adoption Centre, or whatever you call
it these days. Well, they've just had another name change. Mm. Can't keep up. We are now the Cat Centre.
Right.
As opposed to the Adoption Centre.
Right.
In Ryde. And that is because Cats Protection want to sort of encompass that we do more than just adopt cats.
Right.
There are other ways that we help and support cat ownership.
Right. Uh-huh.
So rather than call it an adoption centre, they've changed it to Cat Centre.
Right. So what do you actually do?
Well... We're going to say we own cats.
Yeah. Mm.
But there are other ways. There's also, we do something called Lifeline.
Right.
Which the Cats Protection as a whole, they help people fleeing from domestic abuse.
Right.
So that they can leave and they are able to take their pets.
Ooh. Brilliant.
So that's the Lifeline.
Brilliant idea.
Right, it makes a lot of sense actually, because it's a really difficult decision to leave.
It's a very difficult topic, and having to make that decision, they worry about their pets.
Yes, of course they do.
And the Dogs Trust help with dogs.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
So we also have something what we call Pause to Listen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a service where you can ring up if you've lost your cat, even if it's just gone missing for months and you don't know what's happened, if it's passed away, there is a service you can ring up and talk to someone.
Oh,
because it is like losing a member of the family.
Absolutely.
Well, it's definitely like that.
Yeah.
But generally with a cat, if it's disappeared for a month, it will come strolling back in and go, what's the problem?
They do that occasionally. Yeah. Yes, they do.
I don't see what the fuss is about.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's lots of different sort of angles to Cats Protection.
Yeah.
Not all that happens on the Isle of Wight, I have to say, but as a whole.
Yeah, okay.
We have Cat Guardians, where if you sign up for that, if anything sadly happened to you, you know your cats would be taken care of.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So you can sign up to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's lots going on. And but our aim on the island is to home lots and lots of cats.
Right.
But that was interesting, that Cats Guardian one, because sometimes it has occurred to me, you and I go off to somewhere else,
wherever,
something can happen, and no, other than a couple of close friends, they would know we've got a cat there at home.
Mm.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is a good idea.
Yeah. But you rehome on the island, mostly rehome cats?
Yes. We homed over 400 last year.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we're doing well so far this year. But I will just mention that we have Mature Moggies Day coming up on June the 16th.
All right.
Ah.
So that is to promote and let people know how great it is to adopt an older cat.
Yes.
And they're... age for this is 11 years and over.
That's a fair age for a cat, to be fair.
And we have actually got 9 cats that are over 11 at the moment, with our oldest one being 18. And all doing really well, but we've got, if I just say Yola, who's 16, and Lucky, who's 18, are a pair of females that are looking for a home, and they're absolutely adorable.
Oh.
Absolutely adorable.
And what are the advantages for the owner or someone in adopting an older cat?
You know what you're getting.
Mm.
Usually, you know, the personality is there. You know their likes, their dislikes. You know, they're usually a bit calmer, more content, like the companionship, happy to be a bit more homely,
right,
as opposed to the youngsters that want to be out and about and
running up and down the curtains.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we know about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. And didn't you have one recently that was diabetic?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Stripes.
Mm.
There's been a major campaign all over the island for us to try and find him a home. And I have to say, paws crossed, we have a home for him, and we're hoping that it's all going to work out and he might go off to his new home on Saturday.
Oh,
so
lovely.
We've got everything crossed for him.
Oh, lovely.
that's going to work out, because, you know, he's the most adorable cat.
I'm sure he is.
He has his injections with no fuss. He's so friendly and he just needs a home. So we're so thrilled. So thank you to everybody who's helped, including Vectis Radio, promoting Stripes for us.
Now, Lisa, you had a question to ask, didn't you?
So how many cats do you currently have in, like, the cattery?
At the moment, we've got 37.
Wow.
So that's quite... It's sort of an average sort of number. It can go up to over 50. But we've got a few gaps at the moment because we've been homing well. So yeah, we've got 37, and some of those are actually in our foster homes. So we've got Polly, who's with Kath, and we've got Pam and Roy have got Yoshi, who's one of our mature moggies, who's having treatment for hypothyroidism. So we were just getting him stable, and then he can go off to his new home. We got Puddy, who was diabetic. He's gone into remission.
Oh.
So okay. We would love, anyone who was thinking, oh, I'd love to give Stripes a home, but I don't want to use needles. Puddy's in remission. He hasn't got diabetes anymore. So we're really looking for a home for him.
Brilliant.
But yeah, we've got actually 9 over 11s. And we've got some middle-aged cats. We don't seem to have many young cats.
Okay.
That's good. But Alicia's coming to see you tomorrow.
Oh, yep. That's fantastic.
And who are you going to see?
Branch.
Oh, yes. Oh, fantastic. Oh, he's adorable. You'll love him. You will love him. Just got to keep brushing him because he's so fluffy. He gets the odd fur ball. But apart from that, he's absolutely adorable. And he's so friendly.
That's good.
Oh, that's...
He'll take brushing because our cat will not go anywhere near a brush. Hates the sight of it.
I know. You get some cats, and especially some of the cats that knot up quite a lot, they're the ones that hate it. If they've not been used to it from a very young age, they then
it doesn't get
don't
knotted.
Like it.
It's just when we got him, he was about 9 months old.
Mm-hmm.
We got him from RSPCA.
They do a good job as well. We're not against them.
We got him from there, and he's about 9 months old, and he was a stray. So we don't know what's happened to him before. So he doesn't like brushes, and you think, okay, we don't like
you're
brushes.
You're lucky then, because he does love a good brush. He really enjoys
quite
it.
Quite therapeutic brushing.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, fingers crossed you love him and then you can take him home. That'd be great. I didn't know I was actually going to get to home a cat while I was here. That's
there
excellent.
You go.
Well, that's said that already. That's definitely going to happen.
That's
isn't
it is,
it?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Alicia's dad is coming home.
So you've got quite a few in there at the moment. And do you sort of look at people's home situation, or do you
to be fair, we have them on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask people to apply on the website so we can get their information, because what we're looking for, usually most cats that we have want a garden.
They've
been used to it, so that's what we want to give them. And people can give us a little bit of information about themselves, whether they've got children, other cats, dogs, that sort of thing, because what we're trying to do is just match the cat to the right home.
Yeah.
So if they can fill that in, we might say, oh, actually, so-and-so doesn't like dogs, but come and have a look at this cat, and then, you know, we can match a different one.
Right. That makes sense.
So, you know, at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we do what's best for the cat. The cat's been handed in quite often by an owner that doesn't really want to part with them, but circumstances have changed.
Well, sometimes the owner's died.
Yeah. And so we've got to do right by that cat.
Yes, of course.
And sometimes that means we have to say no to some people, but then we can try and offer and find them the right cat for them.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, cats, as you said earlier on, they've all got their own distinct personalities, particularly as they get into middle-aged or older cats. So got their established personality, and you then know what sort of home they can go in.
Yes, absolutely.
And there are one or two cats that are what we call house cats. Personally, I don't think you should do that with a cat, but
we do get them.
Yeah.
We do get them. We just don't get as many. So the people that are looking for an indoor cat just have to be that little bit more patient. Yeah. Try and help.
You can't help if you've got a flat or something. That's it.
But there are some cats who can't go out because of their diseases or whatever.
Yes, But then if you are in a flat or something, you could think about volunteering and becoming a fosterer. Because when we have our foster cats, they don't go outside.
Right.
So you could help. Okay. You could become a volunteer, look after cats, and
Then you've got to give them away again. That's the problem.
It is tough. I haven't done it myself.
You don't want them disappearing, do you? So that's why they don't go out.
You haven't thought about that fostering cat thing? Yeah,
no,
but
you would never part with them.
We'd end up with a house full of cats.
They'd be permanent fosters, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But I mean, it's a great idea. People do it. Good luck to you. I mean, it is
tough. And we had somebody that had to give their foster cat up for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and I bumped into her yesterday, and she said, I've had photos, I know she's happy, so I'm completely over it. I now can move on and help the next cat. So that was
really
good. Nice.
That's good.
She had feedback to know her foster cat was really happy.
Yeah.
So now she could move forward for the next one.
So you've got this older cats or mature cats day coming up, you say. When was that again?
It's a national event. It's June the 16th.
Okay, so not far away.
Yeah, exactly.
And people can come and have a look at the
Cats. We have a walk-in. We like to have appointments because staffing levels. So we have appointments for cats that have been matched through the website. But on Sunday afternoons, we have an open afternoon where people can just come and visit and see the cats, even if they're not looking to adopt. They can come and have a look, ask any questions. And we're hoping to open up on Saturdays by mid-June as well. So Saturday and Sundays will have walk-ins, so you don't have
to
have an appointment.
So you can walk in and walk out with two cats.
Yeah. I know somebody who's not a million miles from here who's got two young cats.
I know, and they got them from the Cats Protection.
Yes, they did indeed. And they're little terrors.
They're running
well, they went for
curtains.
Young cats.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, they were actually adorable little white kittens, brother and sister. Mm. And you think you couldn't go away and not have them.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Yes, but you haven't got any curtains anymore.
Well, they've got any curtains left now. But anyway, that's part of the law.
They love them, though.
So how can people find out more, Jo?
Well, they can give us a call. It's a bit of a funny number, but you are phoning RIDE, and that's 03000 120 251.
Okay.
And you can look us up on our website, which is isleofwight.cats.org.uk, and we also have a Facebook page, Instagram. You can message us on there, so we don't mind how you get in contact, or pop in and say hello.
Excellent. Nice. Thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for everything you do for cats. I've got a bit of a soft spot for cats.
So do you need any donations for your cats? Are there any things that you're running out of?
Oh, we're always running out of stuff at the moment, and we are short on some soft cat toys. And I did.
All right.
There's a big help out weekend because it's volunteer week this week, and one of the suggestions was if anybody wanted to do a bite-sized volunteering, they could do just a small something. And if you're any crafters out there that wanted to make us any catnip mice, we can probably put the catnip in afterwards.
Okay.
But you know, we would love, you know, we can't wash those and pass them to other cats, so when we give them to the cat, it has to stay with that cat.
Yes.
And they really enjoy it.
Sure.
So
yeah.
So if anybody wanted to make us some catnip toys, we'd love that.
Right.
Yeah.
Any crafters out there, a bit of knitting or whatever you can do, some soft cat toys, we should have catnip added afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's quite legal.
But we do have an Amazon wish list that if people aren't a crafty person and just wanted to buy us a few mice, we'd be very grateful that way as well.
Right.
Lovely.
Terrific.
Thank you for that. So, Cats Protection up in Ryde. Look out for the stuff on Facebook and on the website, and you can go and see cats for a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, sure you would. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.